under a string, and inside it was a new innovation. He stood on the podium and drew the crowd's eyes to his pouch. Slowly he took hold of the leather string and untied the bag, following a buzz. And in this case, a steady stream to a swarm of millions out of this little bag flew, slightly gnawed and circled the crowd. They watched with fear and amusement as millions of these little flying creatures obeyed his command. The professor says, "Don't fear, I have them all under control." As he manipulated the black remote with a vision of the first termite who carries the red blinking electric neurotransmitter. A swoop here and a swoop there at the crowd. Some drew their elbows in the air, and it was all for fun, 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 fun. Smiling, the professor twiddled with the dial. When it snapped, and the red blinking light on that special termite ceased functioning in a blur, the swarm expanded all around. The crowd screamed, and the evacuation was a mess. The school doors and windows opened, and inside infested. People ran out the door, scurrying to find existent non-infested space. The professor calmly tinkered and thought, in this mess, slice some wires and pushed a button. When all the termites in the air, like a million tiny black specks, and the people froze like a painting in motion. All around them the buzz just stopped in an instant, and dropping like flies, or should I say termites, to the ground. One young man walked down the school stairs, wiped his mouth and spat out a school of termites. The professor looks around, all is still and silent. They all looked at him. He did not know what to say.